If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, NVIDIA basically alienates both players and developers simultaneously with its new AI sloppifier, DLSS 5. Assassin's Creed will finally be heading to the Roman Empire, but not how you think. And one of the most requested features has come to Steam Deck and Switch 2. Here is the news for Sunday, March 22nd, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
NVIDIA revealed their new Deep Learning Super Sampling, or DLSS 5, this week, and basically it couldn't have gone down any worse. It's basically a form of neural rendering AI technology for graphics cards, and NVIDIA are claiming that game developers are on board, which is hard to believe when some of the examples they gave drastically changed the game's aesthetics. The video announcement shows clips of games such as Assassin's Creed Shadows and Resident Evil Requiem before and after the rendering. Honestly, all of the aftershots just look like generic AI. And that's not good. And it turns out that some of the art teams, including Ubisoft and Capcom, didn't know about this demonstration until the trailer came out.
The Capcom art team are very anti-AI, and seeing their latest Resident Evil trailer get the AI treatment, of course, they were not happy. Animator Mike York, who's worked on games including Death Stranding 2, streamed his reaction and pointed out major changes that the neural rendering made to games, such as one of the character's eyes pointing in two different directions, extra details, wrinkles, and an ear with a completely different shape. NVIDIA claims that the tech just fixes lighting and some materials, but it looks like a lot more than that. Almost every frame has a weird AI filter on it.
The biggest concern is that this could erase the unique style that games are made of. Who needs artists pouring hours of hard work into games when it might get a bland filter put over the top? And to be honest, with the technology that already exists, if developers wanted to make it super realistic, they absolutely could. What they make is a stylistic choice. NVIDIA did receive a lot of backlash, which resulted in them doubling down. CEO Jensen Huang claiming that people were wrong about their hate for the technology.
Am I so out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
We'll leave a link to the video in the show notes so you can see for yourself.
A long-requested setting for Assassin's Creed is coming, the height of the Roman Empire, as Netflix's live-action series is crowned emperor. Set during the reign of Nero in 64 AD, the cast includes Australian actor Toby Wallace alongside Lola Pettigrew. This moment in the Roman Empire was particularly tumultuous.
We're talking about the Great Fire of Rome, Saturnalia, and a particularly brutal time for early Christians. If you know, you know. It sounds like there will be plenty of occasions for our stars to jump off a rooftop and fall blade first. The series is filming in Italy now and will be aiming to be out around 2027. It's a shame that players won't be able to get into the ancient Roman Empire themselves, as it's been a long requested location for a game, but it's pretty cool to see the series go there. Uh-oh, The Sims was in a bit of hot water this week after its new marketplace broke existing mods. The marketplace was meant to introduce a way for you to buy creator-made content with their new virtual currency, which, of course, you have to pay real money to get. However, when the update went live, it broke custom content and mods for some players.
It's not uncommon for updates with major changes to break mods, but this is pretty extreme, according to some players. There are some theories floating around that this might have been done on purpose, but the Sims team have denied this in their latest patch notes, which claim the problem was sort of fixed.
Sort of fixed could honestly be the tagline for the game at this point. It's actually just getting ridiculous.
A little bit of software update news here for a couple of our favourite handheld consoles. The Steam Deck is getting a genuine hibernation mode, which will save a bunch of power when it's sleeping. For those who don't know, the Steam Deck tends to burn power when the screen is off, and this new feature for the LCD Deck means you'll get a bit more juice between play sessions. There is also Bluetooth audio with microphone support for headsets and the ability to wake the console with a controller, which seems like a setup for the Steam Machine.
Let's jump over to Nintendo Switch 2, which just dropped a new setting that allows you to play the original Switch 1 games in a forced docked mode. Basically, when the first Switch was docked, the console would run the games in often higher resolution and frame rate. This new setting allows you to do that on handheld on the Switch 2. It's not absolutely perfect. You lose access to the touchscreen and the controller setup might be a bit funky, but hey, it's a nice little boost. More Aussie games are getting funding support thanks to the new Canberra Screen and Games Fund. Screen Canberra and the ACT government announced the inaugural recipients are Uppercut Games, Space Dragon Games, and Anecdote Games. Uppercut Games is known for Submerged and City of Brass. We've had them on the show before to chat about both games, and the team is working on their next major project at the moment. Space Dragon Games is currently developing Null and Void, a satirical deck-building tower defense game.
And Anecdote Games is developing Outpost, a game where you have to escape an Antarctic research station plagued by infinite versions of yourself. That sounds pretty wild, so we can't wait to see what that one is all about. Screen Canberra also announced their early stage concept projects from new studio Moonjump and developer James Wakeham would also receive funding. We love seeing Australian devs get the support they deserve, so we're keen to see more about their projects.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Daemon & Baby is an intense combination of action, exploration, and top-down twin-stick shooter. You play as a baby demon duo, Banjo-Kazooie style, building an arsenal of weapons and exploring a bright, anime-inspired world. That's out on all platforms this Wednesday.
Out Thursday is Life is Strange Reunion, the fifth title in this hugely popular franchise. Playing as both Max and Chloe, you have 3 days to save Caledon University from a fire that's going to destroy the campus. That one is out on all platforms on the 26th.
Arcade racing classic Screamer is back in a fully modernised spiritual successor to the 1995 original by the same name. And it looks very slick. It's Mario Kart-style battle racing with Rocket League visuals. What's not to love? You can grab it on PC, PlayStation and Xbox this Thursday.
And out Friday is the Mega Man Star Force Legacy Collection. To celebrate Mega Man's 20th anniversary, you get all 7 original games in the Star Force series in an updated and enhanced package, out on all platforms on the 27th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kat John. Thank you so much for listening.
We're going to be off next week because we're heading to the Lizzies, Australia's IT Journalism Awards. We're up for Best Independent, Best Gaming Coverage and Best Short Form Content. And Kat is up for Best New Journalist. Nom is up for Best Short Form and Best Reviewer. It's going to be a lot of fun and we've got our fingers crossed. Make sure you keep your fingers crossed for us too.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kyle Pauletto, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news in a couple weeks. See you then.
Hi, I'm Naomi Jackson, and on Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast, I spoke to Edmund McMillan, creator of Binding of Isaac, about Mugenics, his cat breeding game.
It's like, yeah, that's the point of the goddamn game. Like, it's whatever you assume, whatever you're thinking, the worst things that you're thinking, that's the point. My go-to still is like, it's like D&D with cats, and I think that that's the best way to kind of sell it without wrapping it up too, framing it too harshly into this little box. I mean, I think it's the best way to sell it. Like, if I try to say it's like something, it's really not. Like, I could say it's like XCOM, but I'm not, I don't think that people who would gravitate towards a game like that would necessarily like this and vice versa. So it's hard to say. You can expect a unique experience that's not any really like anything else.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.